He forgives all of your iniquities and heals all of your diseases, and then He redeems your life from destruction. And He crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies. Now, I can't think of nothing better than this for Jesus to do all these things for me. Can you? No. Now let's see what verse 5 says. Who satisfies your mouth with good things? Oh, does the King satisfy our mouth with good things? Oh, I'm telling you, this last week, we were out of town and we only ate 2 meals a day. Lord, how could anybody ever eat 3 meals a day? You know, I mean, we ate 2 meals a day, and I guess, well, maybe if you sit down and eat a light breakfast, you know, one egg, you know, and one piece of bacon or something like that, and one piece of toast, then maybe at noon you could have a salad and some little something, and then at 6 o'clock you might eat another little meal. But when you go out and pig out 2 times a day, you know, you pig out at 11 o'clock in the morning for the first time, and by 6 o'clock in the afternoon, you ain't even hungry when they say, let's go eat again. What? Eat again? And so you go pig out again, you know, and when you walk out, this time they roll you out, you know. Every time we ate, we said, Lord, and of course we blessed every bite everywhere. It didn't matter what restaurant we were in or whatever. We were praising the Lord. We were worshiping the King. But He tells us, after we praise Him and bless Him, He satisfies our mouth with good things so that our youth is renewed like the eagles. Oh, some of you older people like that, huh? Oh, I love it. I mean, I'm glad I'm young. I don't know about the rest of y'all, but I'm glad I'm not old. You know, you hear people say, well, I'm 60. Oh, well, I'm 50. First you hear them say 50. And they have the black casket and the black balloons and all this stuff, birthday at 50. You ever seen one of those? Isn't that a shame? And they're just 50. But they're beginning to see themselves as old. They're listening to the devil instead of God's word. And so by the time they get to be 60, they are old. And many people die early because they kill themselves with their own tongue. Oh, I'm old. I mean, Dave and I was out in Albuquerque the other day at the airport, and we was talking to a guy about, and he's talking about his father. And I said, well, your dad done all this at what age? Oh, he said, my dad was old. He said, he died old. I said, your dad died when he was old? He said, yeah. He said, dad lived a long time. I said, well, goodness, what is a long time? He said, dad died at 56. He thought that was a long time. And he said, I guess I won't make it no longer than that. I said, how old are you? He said, I'm 50. And he already sees himself dying at 56. I mean, but see, people don't have a clue. They don't have a clue that life and death's in the power of your tongue. And every person, but what gets me is the church don't know these things. That's what's so terrible. You know, when you realize that what you say is what you're going to have, you know, you need to change your tone. I mean, people don't realize that God judges every idle word that comes out of your mouth. Not just every word, but every idle word. So you just make a cutting remark. Oh, well, you know, that just tickles me to death. Every time you say death, there's a little demon over there saying, oh, did you hear that woman say death? Oh, where is she? Let me go get her. And he's over there attaching himself to you, starting to nibble on you to make your life end short. I mean, he wants to kill you. He's not a little devil, is he? No, he's not a devil. Praise the Lord. I mean, we are sons of God, all of us that are children of God, and we're not devils, are we? But they accuse Jesus of being a devil too. Yeah. That's right, absolutely.
Yeah. I'll be darned.
Yeah, I will be darned. You know, some people use the word damn. You know, the word damn, D-A-M. Yeah, I will be damned, or I will be darned. I'll be darned. You just don't realize. We had a woman one time that started, her temperature kept rising and rising and rising, and she finally got to where she was having high temperature all the time, and we could not figure out what was wrong with this woman. And finally one day somebody was with her long enough and somebody said something, and she said, that just burns me up. And somebody said, do you say that often? Well, she said, I guess that's my favorite saying, that just burns me up. So here she was saying, that just burns me up. And she's getting a temperature, and it's constantly coming up and staying up, and very hard to get her temperature down. And she's speaking that on herself. That just burns me up. You need to be very careful about what words you use. Your words, if you haven't listened to the teaching on the tongue, when I first made the first teaching on the tongue, when I began to understand how much is in God's Word about what we say, I made a cassette tape, 90-minute cassette tape called The Tongue. And then later I learned more about the tongue, so I made another 90-minute cassette tape. Now it's 2 90-minutes. And then when we got CDs, I burned it all on 3 CDs, and I had 20 minutes left after that, so I just recorded 20 more minutes. So it's 3 full CDs on the tongue. Now, the other day I had a lady come here and get a copy of the tongue. It's been a long time ago. She got a copy of the tongue, and then she was back just recently, a few months ago, and she said, I was here a little over a year ago, and I got a copy of the tongue. I said, was that the only thing you got? She said, yes, I only got that. Well, I heard you talk about it, so I got that one set of CDs. And she said, I have listened to those 3 CDs, every one of them, every day for the last year. I said, you listen to those 3 CDs every day for a year? I said, well, can you memorize them yet? And she says, no. But she said, you may or may not believe this, but she said, every time I listen to them, I learn something new. Isn't that amazing how that you can learn it? So after she told me that, I said, wow, I think I'll get a set of those, put in my pickup, and I'll listen to them again myself. Because you know what? You forget things. You know that? I mean, you do all this research and look it up. So I put a set up in my pickup, and I've been listening to them every once in a while myself. And then every once in a while, I'll say, gee, that's good stuff. I need to find the award made this. Wow, that's good. Now, oh, I made that. No, Jesus did it. I had completely forgot it. Isn't it amazing how you can forget those things that are in God's Word? So that's why he told us. In fact, let's go, Dave, let's go to Joshua chapter 1, verse 8. And I want to show you something here in Joshua chapter 1, verse 8. Who in here would like to be prosperous and successful? Amen. Everybody? Some of y'all don't hold your hands up for nothing. Some of y'all must not want nothing. Okay. Joshua chapter 1, verse 8. Look at this, verse 8. This book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but you shall meditate therein day and night, that you mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then you shall make your way prosperous, and then shall you have good success. What's going to make you prosperous and successful? Obeying the Word of God. Getting the Word in you and obeying it. Now, what if you never read and study God's Word? Chances are you're never going to be... Somebody said, well, I didn't ever read and study it, and I'm a multimillionaire. Well, that's only money. Just because you got money don't mean you're prosperous and successful.
No.
I mean, you can be a man that's got $10 million in the bank and your kids have gone the way of the world. You've been divorced and remarried 5 times. You got lawsuits against you and your body's sick and afflicted. Yeah, you may have $10 million, but you're a long ways from being prosperous and successful.
Amen.
You know what prosperous and successful is to me? Prosperous and successful is knowing Jesus as my Lord and Savior. My family and all my grandbabies are serving God. My children are married. They're not living with somebody out of wedlock.
Amen.
You know, I am healthy. My children are all healthy. My grandchildren is healthy. And we have enough money in the bank to pay all the bills this week. That's prosperous and successful. You know, that's the way I look at prosperous. And just think, to be successful in life, just to be healthy, you know, to not have a sick day. Now, This is the most awesome thing I've ever learned about getting God's Word and learning that I can take His Word, I can stand on His Word, and that I can walk in divine health and I can take sickness out of my vocabulary. Now, I'm coming up on year 26. And I have not, since I received Jesus, and I'm going to show you the verse that I did this with. Now, when I learned this verse in Romans 10, 8 and 9, when I learned the one word out of Romans 10, 9, this was the word that set me free. But I was reading this verse in Romans chapter 10, verse 8 and 9, the night I learned how to receive Jesus as my healer. Romans 10, 8 and 9. But what saith it? The word is nigh thee. It's even in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. Where is the word?
In your mouth.
It's in our mouth and our heart. Now, how do we get it in our heart and our mouth? Study it from God's word. Now, if you take this old book, as we call it, this old worthless Bible, you just bring this thing in, you take it to church with you on Sunday morning, you don't even open it while the preacher's preaching, you bring it home, throw it on the counter, and you never look at it again until the next Sunday you dust the dust off till you go to church again. It's never going to help you. You've got to study this thing, meditate on this thing day and night. And if you get the word in you, it is very near you, even in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith which we preach, that if we shall confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus and shall believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. So how do you get saved? Confess with your mouth and believe with your heart. Just like Ray up here, he was telling us earlier today, he said, I was raised a Catholic, went to Notre Dame and all those places, good Catholic school, but had never read the Bible and didn't have a clue how to get saved. But yet on the way down here, guess how many people he led to Christ on the way down here from Connecticut to here?
Three.
You think something's happened in his life? Oh, yeah. Something happened. He's learned the word. He's got it in his heart. And everybody he runs into, he talks to them about Jesus. And he led three people to Christ from Connecticut to Dallas. Now, see, he's careful there to give Jesus all the credit, too. See, praise the Lord. Okay, now look, when it says there, that if you shall confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and shall believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you shall be saved.
Amen.
Every one of us, that's the way we have to receive Jesus. But see, I didn't know that word saved is the word sozo. S-O-Z-O. So that word sozo, the Living Savior Ministries, that little tiny word under the bottom of the cross there says sozo. I should have had that letters about that tall. But sozo means all those five things.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast titled, Flesh and Spirit War Against Each Other, in its entirety or any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.